M for magic. What is magic about? It's about the spell caused by a sudden appearance or disappearance, either in nature or in the theater. So a kind of spell that relates to our desire for images, our desire for wonder. And particular about this kind of sleight of hand magic is that the construction, the machination that produces the spell is disguised. So you only have the sudden transformation and only the image that appears or disappears, image or object, depending. Now, in contemporary theater and dance, magic has been deconstructed so far that it's nearly lost, if not a taboo. Because showing construction is very central since, I guess, the dramaturgy of Bertolt Brecht, but ever since, this is a very central principle. I feel that with choreographers like Martin Nachbar, there is also a counterforce, because he's interested in magic as a way of introducing not only that procedure of magic, but also the taboo that lives around it within contemporary dance, to bring that into his work. So that even if he goes often for showing the construction, he's also interested in the spell. So rather than having, for instance, in our Odra deck scene, where objects and bodies form hybrids and transform, so rather than slow transformations, there are sudden shifts where an image appears and disappears again. And whether it appears on stage or only in the mind, that's not so clear. I mean, it's just the speed is too fast maybe for the construction to be seen at that point. Yeah, so even though Martin wants to show also the construction, he wants to bring in at the same time a kind of poetry plus work with the taboo of magic in the theater, just like he likes to work with pantomime and things like that, with literalism, to create a different allowance on stage that allows for different readings, dramaturgically, for different appetites of the performer, and so on. A few years ago, we also made a piece about magic, which was maybe even called magic, I'm not sure, with students at the SNDO in Amsterdam. A school where the authenticity, whatever that is, of the performer is very central. So he thought for the first years he had to work with something that he considered as non-authentic as possible. And by working on fiction and magic, he could produce, through the distance, in the end, very different effects in the performer and perhaps more authenticity than they would ever have achieved through a very direct relation. This principle of showing the construction versus having just a spell of the image was discussed just before in the Odradek scene by the so-called camel, which is basically two dancers forming a four-legged animal with a blanket over them. And when it walks, let's see, counterclockwise, you see just a blanket as if a curtain is walking by, or you see a camel. If it walks the other way, so clockwise, you see basically two dancers docking into one another, and you see the construction, so to speak, of two bodies plus a blanket. And they were joking about the two sides of the camel, the one being the Brechtian side that shows the construction, the other one being the method side, referring to method acting, where the true embodiment and the real experience of, in that case, the camel, I suppose, are central. So perhaps method is another M word to add to magic.